Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru. Welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Quite often, we talk about marketing, we talk about attracting and educating and asking and being able to bring in more clients. Today, I want to do something different. Today, I want to get into delivery, innovation. What are you actually doing to ensure that you keep clients? Because getting new clients all the time and not keeping them or not renewing them or not upselling, cross-selling, downselling, not making them happy, not getting referrals from them, it makes business so much harder. So let's focus in on the sorts of things that we should be doing, we could be doing, to ensure that clients stay, to ensure that clients become walking, talking, ranting, raving billboards. Before I go into that, if you're not part of our $1 million referral free Facebook group, make sure you jump over into that particular group. We run live trainings just for that group every single week where we go through how to be able to get 100 new clients in the next 12 months without spending a cent on paid ads. So what are sorts of some of the things that you should be doing? We've worked hard. We've got a lead. We've educated that lead. We've been able to show that lead that, yes, we've got the solution to their problem. They've decided to become our client. So now what? Well, the first thing we start with is what we call a customer journey. What does that customer experience look like from the very second they become your client all the way through to when they are no longer a client, and in fact, even the next 12 months after they finish being your client? What does that journey look like? And rather than just leaving it to luck, we have it all mapped out. So we know that our clients are roughly with us for sort of 3.5-4 years. So we map out what happens on day zero all the way through to what happens on day 1300. So we have touch points, we have engagement, we have making sure that we're on top of, there's no possible way that they can fall through the cracks. So at the beginning, we understand that we need to engage with them more. So on day zero, something happens. On day two, on day seven, on day 14, on day 21, on day 30. Then it starts becoming a little bit less. Day 45, day 60, day 90, day 120, day 150. But we have mapped out what the customer experience should be like all the way through. It's not left to just pure luck. We know how we want to make our customers, our clients feel. We know what sort of response we want from them. So therefore, it's important we map that sort of stuff out. Another thing that we use all the time is our traffic light system. So is a client red, in danger? We haven't heard from them for a little while. We're not quite sure how they're going. We need to make sure that we're on top of things right here. Yellow, they're on the edge. Let's get them now and let's make sure that we're doing things to keep them green. Green, they're doing well. So by understanding every single one of your clients, by having a journey so that you keep engagement, you've got personal touch points, you're showing them that you actually care about them. It's little things like that that ensure that your clients become walking, talking, ranting, raving billboards. Now, it doesn't matter how many clients you have. If you see every client as someone who's important to you, then this is something that you should be doing. Now, if you don't see every client as someone that's important to you, that's fine. But hopefully, you're not going to take their money and you're going to rotate them out and get in new clients that you do see as important to you. I think the goal of every business, once you actually have clients, is to be, how do we innovate, make things bigger, better, and how do we turn them into walking, talking, ranting, raving billboards. When we talk to prospects, we actually use this language that we will turn you into this. If we don't, we'll be disappointed. It's already set up our relationship and how we want it to be. And if we do everything that we're supposed to be doing, then they should be doing the things that we want them to, such as promoting us, talking about us, sharing us to their networks, sharing us to people who might need us. See, it's a two-way street. You can't expect your clients to do that for you. And quite often, that's the big mistake we make. We go, well, we do a good job, they should refer us. Where in fact, I can just about guarantee that 95% of people listening to this, sure, you might be good at what you do, but that's very different to doing a good job about how you make that person feel in your organization. Do they feel like they're a number? Do they feel like they are just another person? Or do they actually feel special? Do you personally engage with them? Do you give them the time? When you think why we get so frustrated with big organizations who use call centers and you've got no idea where that person actually is, let alone if they speak the same language that you speak or they understand the terminologies, it's why we get so annoyed and so frustrated at that. So if we don't want that sort of experience, what are you doing to ensure that your people have a better experience? I find it absolutely laughable to have an organization, I'll just take one, like Optus, big telecommunications organization in Australia. So you spend 30 minutes trying to explain to get a small little problem that's just really common sense sorted out. And in that 30 minutes, I reckon your blood pressure goes up and down at least 100 different times. If you could, you'd probably put your hands through the phone and strangle the person at the other end. And yet 5 minutes later, we'll send you an email to be able to get a good review. Like just no concept. So all you've done is then made the person even more furious. And there is no possible way that they can be going out and saying anything positive about your organization. Yes, it's difficult for there to be manual process through every little thing that would probably stop that from happening. So then your question goes, well, have we become so big that the end person actually doesn't matter because they don't have enough choice and therefore we're just as bad as everybody else? And in the telecommunications world, that seems to be the case. But it definitely should not be the case in your business and what you do. So I want you to think, what do you do about your customer journey, your customer experience? What do you do about understanding where your clients are at? Are they in danger? Are they on the edge and could go either way? Are they doing great and thriving? What are the numbers, the metrics, the activities that your clients should be doing that tells you that? See, these are things that are part of you providing great service, great delivery for your clients. And if you're going to work real hard, if you're going to throw money at paid marketing, even if you don't throw money at paid marketing and you spend the time and the resources and the energy to get a new client, then you need this in place. Otherwise, you're going to constantly be rotating, new client in, client out, new client in, client out. And therefore, you're always going to stay the same rather than actually growing.
So I want you to ask these questions. How regularly do your clients rant, rave, promote, share, tag you in social posts, bring you new business? Once you've got an answer to that, even if it's great, even if it's terrible, I want you to ask this question. What could I do differently that makes my clients love me even more? Now, sometimes that's not an easy question because we want to believe that our clients already do love us. But let's just assume that they could love you even more. What would you do differently? Hey, hopefully it's been super helpful. Getting clients is one part of the equation. Keeping them forever. Getting them to be able to use you more. Getting them to be walking, talking, ranting, raving billboards is just as important. And quite often, it's the piece that is missing that stops us from being able to grow. One of our key numbers is around retention. Do you focus on that at all within your business? Remember, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network Facebook group, click in the link in the description wherever you happen to be listening to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Click on the link in the description or search the Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook and head over and join us. As I said, we run a live training there every Thursday just for that group around strategies and tactics to be able to get 100 new clients in the next 12 months without spending a cent on paid ads. Till next time, take care, and I'll speak to you real soon. See you later, everybody.